I'm talking with Daniel Wu, who's just presented a keynote on making people rather than technology front and centre in any project. And Daniel focused very much upon the user-centred approach in thinking about designing a project and actually working it all the way through. And we've just been chatting here informally about team building and so on. And I wonder, Daniel, a young software designer starting out, how should they think about collaboration and team building? Or do they find someone and attach to them and learn on the job?
I think the learning on the job's an important one if you can find the right environment and the right people to work with. So, you know, part of what I do on a day-to-day basis is a lot of mentoring. And it's helping, you know, young software developers realize that code is not everything, and that, you know, I come from this user-centered design background where, you know, we think about what it is that the user wants to do, what are their goals. And the thing with about building a technology or being a software coder is you're focused on the code. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's your deliverable? What are you measured by? You're measured by producing a piece of code that supposedly works. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do the analysis beforehand and think about the user's goals and what they're trying to achieve, and then build and design the mm-hmm. software, then it's highly likely that you'll build something that doesn't work or is frustrating to use or is missing important bits. And it's also not about just delivering a piece of code. It's an iterative process mm-hmm. to actually stage it. Say, well, okay, we'll build this component. Mm-hmm. Work with me. Tell me, does this actually work? You get your user engaged in that, and they'll give you feedback. You take that feedback on. And, you know, development's iterative. Mm-hmm. It's not this sort of one monolithic phase. I do this, and then it's done.
Yeah, yeah. It occurred to me while you were speaking that the model you were talking about of negotiation and bringing together diverse talents, technical, creative, you know, artistic and so on, with the audience always in mind, is very much theatre's production model. But we have, of course, in the theatre a kind of an authority figure, the director, and I wonder how that pans out in developing a team in your field.
I guess the thing is that from this project, because it has an inherent structure already, I'm that person who has to be at that director level, but I guess we also have Nigel's an artist who's mm-hmm. director of the art side of things. Yes. And so bringing on the people, finding the right people has been, you know, essentially my role. So I guess I have been trying to direct mm-hmm. people, trying to manage people, what they do, mm-hmm. and also be responsible for the user experience as much as possible. And I think that's an important part of software design. And I see a lot of instances where you get organisations who will go and contract out a user-centred design company to do mm-hmm. the design. Mm-hmm. That design gets accepted by the company. They will go out and then they'll contract a development team and they'll hand this document set that they got from user-centred designers over to the developers. And the developers will build and no sign of the original user-centred designers. And there's this concept of ownership. Mm-hmm. And I think the director plays that role as
Absolutely.
Well, where they've got to manage and look at every particular detail, mm-hmm. quality assurance mm-hmm. from end to end.
Absolutely.
All processes point in the same direction. Mm. And yeah, the director doesn't leave at the beginning and then maybe come back at the end.
They're there all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the team, having that champion.
Yes.
And in software development, you tend to have a project manager mm-hmm. and they're sort of managing times and budgets.
Yes.
And they probably aren't user experience qualified. Mm. So, and they'll be taking things on a personal level, mm-hmm. not sort of going, well, I don't like it because it's the wrong colour.
Yeah.
It's more about, well, what did our original audience want?
And I suppose it's also about recognising and respecting boundaries and expertise within the team.
Very much so. And I think that's part of trying to also mentor and manage younger folk, is that where they slot in and how they cope. And being able to identify the strengths mm-hmm. of an individual and go, okay, this person's going to be good for this particular job. Not all developers can do everything, and I think that's sort of a myth. They sort of, oh, they're all there, they can program. Well, no, you need specialists in that as well.
All developers are not equal, as you said.
Yes, and ones with user-centered design are even better.
Thanks, Daniel. Good luck with the next one.
Thanks.